the proportion of women has been fairly constant over the past 10 years or so. It's almost 50% of all migrants are women of all ages. That includes girls and that includes older women and women of working age. That is purely the demographics of the migrants. But when you look at certain employment sectors, there are actually important changes over time. And one employment sector where women migrants are highly represented is domestic work. For example, to the GCC countries, the oil-producing countries of Western Asia, we see millions of domestic workers from the Philippines, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, Indonesia. But not just to those countries. Also, we see a lot of foreign women employed as domestic workers in Europe, in North America, which allows, by the way, women in destination countries to participate in the labor market as well. So it's a win-win situation if you want. But we do see a lot of protection issues when it comes to household labor.
This is something which regularly appears in the international media, the way women are often treated very badly in domestic situations.
That's correct. Human rights are often not respected in domestic work, and that is why it is so encouraging that the International Labour Organization has adopted a convention on the rights of domestic workers just a few years ago, and that we see already an increasing number of countries ratifying that convention, and that includes important safeguards for women in the sector of domestic work, many of whom are from other countries.
What is going to happen next in terms of the trend for women migration?
It's difficult to predict migration, but given the growing economic role of women in the labour market, in employment, as entrepreneurs, etc., etc., we can certainly expect that the proportion of women in the total number of migrants will continue to creep up. But let's not forget that the total proportion also hides other things, such as that more and more migrant workers who are women migrate on their own. In the past, they used to follow their husbands in terms of family reunification, but more and more we see women moving independently, and that is the type of trends that you do not see when you just talk about the total proportions.
But that's a good thing, isn't it? Women travelling independently, getting jobs, sending money home?
I think that is certainly a clear sign of the empowerment of women and the independent role of women. Their contributions to the economy are very important. And although we talked about the abuse in the domestic work sector, certainly there are millions of women for whom it is also an empowering experience. Them being away from the family for a while and then coming back, I think really changes also gender dynamics.